1290 AM Denmark, W250 CV Green Bay,
and always streaming on the Civic Media app.
ABC News, I'm Sherry Preston. President Biden prepping for his third State of the Union address tonight. He'll be trying to convince voters he's up for another 4 years in office. Here's ABC News Chief White House Correspondent Mary Bruce.
Trailing in the polls to Donald Trump and facing those persistent concerns and questions about his age, the president has to sell skeptical voters on his accomplishments and show the American public that he is still up for another 4 years on the job.
Lawmakers in Alabama overnight passing a bill to protect in vitro fertilization providers from prosecution. It was needed after the state Supreme Court there ruled frozen embryos are people. Hannah Gutierrez, who was in charge of the guns on the set of the movie Rust, found guilty of involuntary manslaughter in New Mexico. Opening statements today in James Crumbly's involuntary manslaughter trial in Michigan. His son Ethan shot and killed four students at his Oxford High School class in 2021. James Crumbly, his father, is accused of providing his sons access to weapons. This is ABC News. New York Governor Kathy Hochul sending National Guard troops into the New York City subways to help fight crime.
While crime in the city overall is down, the start of the year has seen a spike in the subways, and the governor says it's giving riders anxiety.
Saying things are getting better doesn't make you feel better, especially when you've just heard about someone being slashed in the throat or thrown onto a subway's tracks.
750 National Guard members, along with 250 state and transit police officers, will patrol the platforms and check bags for weapons, joined by teams of mental health workers.
That's ABC's Aaron Katursky here in New York. Police in Philadelphia hunting for suspects after a shooting at a bus stop. Eight teenagers between the ages of 15 and 17 were hit. A 16-year-old shot 9 times. And is in critical condition. Louisiana's governor declaring a weather disaster because of a shortage of crawfish. Drought and extreme heat blamed for cutting this year's harvest. The declaration opening the door for federal crawfish help. Sherry Preston, ABC News.
For the ones who work hard to ensure their crew can always go the extra mile, and the ones who get in early so everyone can go home on time, there's Grainger, offering professional-grade supplies backed by product experts so you can quickly and easily find what you need. Plus, you can count on access to a committed team ready to go the extra mile for you. Call, clickgrainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Hi, I'm Pete Schwabe, an actor, writer, director, and comedian. Join me for my new show, Nightlight, here on the Civic Media Radio Network. We'll chill after a long day in traffic, talking politics, or trying to look busy at work. We'll talk movies, TV, theater, music, and lots of fun Wisconsin stuff. So mix an old-fashioned and join the discussion. We'll go from Wisconsin to Hollywood and back, and you can still be in bed at a reasonable hour. It's Nightlight with Pete Schwabe from 7 to 9 p.m. on the Talk of Green Bay, 97.9 FM, WGBW.
For Civic Media News, I'm Nate Wuggehout. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. Vice President Kamala Harris was in Wisconsin Wednesday with Labor Secretary Julie Sue talking up apprenticeship opportunities at a Madison construction site.
They are learning skills that are about engineering and technology. They are learning skills that is about complex math and science. And these are the kinds of skills that we need in a variety of jobs.
President Biden Wednesday signed an executive order that aims to create paid apprenticeships in the trades to help rebuild America's infrastructure. Most kids are doing okay after a school bus and a dump truck crashed in Waukesha Wednesday morning. Police say there were 34 kids on the bus. Some of them got some scrapes and cuts from broken glass. Only one child had to go to the hospital. I'm Nate Wuggehout, Civic Media News.
Bucks lose to Golden State. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Bucks had their 6-game winning streak snapped, losing to the Golden State Warriors, 125-90. Milwaukee down by 20 at the half, but Doc Rivers says don't get mad about their defense.
This is the first night in a long time where we just didn't play together. Our floor balance was so bad. We took so many bad shots. We had so many bad possessions that when we got back, we were never matched up, and they took advantage of it.
The Bucks road trip continues in L.A. against the Lakers tomorrow night. College basketball, Marquette losing to number 2 ranked UConn, 74-67. Head coach Shaka Smart.
Congrats to Coach Hurley and UConn. They did a heck of a job making us pay.
The Huskies head coach, Dan Hurley.
It's a privilege, you know, every time we get a chance to play Marquette and what Chaka's built here. You know, two championship-level programs took the court. Obviously, we're thrilled with the win.
That's UConn's head coach, Dan Hurley. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
This is your hometown radio, Refreshed. Keeping you informed, entertained, and connected locally across the Civic Media Network.
Partly to mostly cloudy today. We'll get to around 50 for a high this afternoon. The wind out of the southeast at 5 to 15. Tonight, becoming cloudy with some showers after midnight, our low 34. Tomorrow, some rain likely. We could get a quarter inch or more with a high of 44. A little snow can mix in with the rain tomorrow night before it all ends on Saturday morning. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Outside now, it's 33.
Thursday on the Maggie Dawn Show, I'll be joined by Wisconsin Policy Forum's Rob Henkin for a deep dive on the issues.
The Maggie Dawn Show, weekday afternoons from 2 until 4. Broadcasting from the City Deck Studios on North Washington Street. The Talk of Green Bay, 1590 AM and 97.9 FM WGBW.
Coming to Northeast Wisconsin live from the Civic Media Studios at the City Deck Landing in Green Bay and featuring TV and radio broadcast veteran John Mino, along with the City of Green Bay's longest serving mayor, Jim Schmidt. This is Mino and the Mayor.
Begin the day with a friendly voice, a companion unobtrusive.
And here are your hosts, John Mino and Jim Schmidt.
Happy Thursday, my favorite day of the week. Thursday? They always have been.
Yeah, I like Thursdays.
Because you can kind of blow off a Friday sometimes, right? You know, sort of, kind of, whatever.
And start the weekend early.
Try getting a hold of people on Fridays that are business people.
Right.
Try getting a hold of a salesperson on a Friday afternoon.
Yeah. Yes. Oh, no.
Call Thornberry.
That ain't going to happen. Or a few bars.
Well, Thursdays are always the great night to go out when you're in college. Huh, Todd?
Thursdays are great.
Absolutely.
Yes.
Everybody went out. On Fridays, nobody was feeling good.
Absolutely. Right.
And the thing in radio, as I got into radio, those people who went to school still did the Thursday night
thing. Still did the same
thing. So we'd go
Thursday
in the morning on Friday for a morning show.
Absolutely.
And everybody was hungover.
Yep. Thursday was always, the night before Thanksgiving was always a great night. You know, all the kids home from college or you're home and whatever, and you go out.
Yeah.
Those are always, I like Thursdays.
Well, we're going to be spending some time together today.
Why?
Well, we got tonight.
We're going to be spending
5 hours together. Well, actually, I'm going to pick you up earlier. It's going to be more than that because I got to pick you up earlier.
Yeah.
But now that you say that, I do like Thursdays.
Absolutely.
There's sometimes where I work here and I think Tuesday, I'm like, God, it's been a long week. And I'm like, wait a minute, it's only Tuesday. So,
How does that make me feel? How does that make you feel, Todd?
Oh, as always, great.
Just great. You know, you walk in, you're in a great mood, you're excited, you got a good night's sleep, and then somehow somebody just gives you a little,
It's not you. It's just Thursdays are, I'm looking forward to tonight. That's going to be fun. I woke up feeling good, and yes.
All right. Today is World Book Day, which is awesome.
Yes.
Today is also National Cereal Day. Your all-time favorite. If you were, like, this could be your last time you ever have cereal for your entire life, what would you have?
It doesn't have to be healthy?
No. You're like on your deathbed or death row or something.
Probably Captain Crunch.
Oh, my God.
Okay. I mean, that's a good
one. Captain Crunch. Okay.
What?
Doesn't that chew up the top of your mouth? Like, if you don't let it soak in the milk long enough,
it kind
of
scratches it, scrapes it. Yeah.
Okay, I have it down.
Do you do that to remove plaque?
I have it.
Like a dog bone?
Yes.
I have
or
it.
One of those, have you ever seen, the first time I saw one of these, I thought, this is bizarre. Do people know about this? It was in the little, I love this little old gas station in Maribel.
Huh?
Okay? Mm-hmm. Might have been Connex or Cenex or whatever it is, right across from like a grain mill or whatever. Real old school. I think you do pump your own gas. But I mean, it's one of those things where you have the nice people working behind the. No. And I go in there, and there was pig's ears for sale on the counter.
Oh.
And it's like, what in the is that legit or just a term for like pigs in a blanket or something?
No, they're actually pig's ears.
And they say it's for dogs to clean their teeth or something.
Yes, it is.
Wow,
that's for dogs. I was gonna say it. I hope you didn't eat it because that's for dogs.
I thought it was a type of jerky.
In a way,
I bet it looks exactly like type of jerky.
It does. Yeah. It looks like that.
Yeah, I mean, I thought it was something for humans.
Well, yeah.
We could always try it some more on the show.
How was it, John?
Well, hey, you guys, Todd, you talked about the different parts of a pig your mom would cook.
Oh, yeah? Oh, yeah.
So, is that any less than the knuckles?
No.
You know what I mean?
You could have been onto something, though, that I bet you some people would buy those.
Yeah.
And just chew on it like jerky.
You know, I was shocked at how big a pig's ear is.
Right.
Oh, my God.
Huge. Do you ever... pigs are huge, John.
I've never really been up close to a
pig. Go to the county fair, and the pigs, you know, you walk into those, and everybody looks for, like, the sheep and the lambs because they're cute, but those pigs are huge. They are. Those ears are, totally bigger than your hand. I mean,
they scare me a little bit, pigs do. From the Wizard of Oz, when Dorothy fell into the hog trough, remember? Don't you remember? She's walking the fence, and she slips or she falls.
Yeah.
And the guy that was the Cowardly Lion jumps in and grabs her.
Yeah.
Remember, he was all shook up.
Yeah,
remember that, Todd?
Absolutely.
Yeah, how do you not remember that?
Yeah, I do.
Also, did you ever see? Well, I'll tell you a great movie. It's kind of bizarre, but it's a great movie with Brad Pitt. It's called Snatch. Have you ever seen that? Dennis Farina, and you remember Dennis Farina? He always played the cop.
No,
I remember him.
Remember Dennis Farina? You would know him if you saw him because he was in Get Shorty. He's in all kinds of. But anyway, what this mafia guy in England would do when they had to get rid of somebody that crossed them? They'd feed them to the pigs.
Ooh.
Yeah. And there was nothing left. Not a single thing left when they feed them to the pigs.
Yeah, that's...
So pigs scare me a little bit.
That's a disposal.
Gotta be honest with you. I don't think they like me.
But they just... They're kind of... They just lay around. I mean, they're not like aggressive animals. You know what I like is...
Tell that to Dorothy.
Yeah, that's true. You know what I like are those... are they the llamas? Those that spit at you? Those are great.
Do they really spit?
Yeah, they look... They're cool looking. They're like kind of like camels. They just look pretty arrogant and like, you know. But if you walk by and they have them like in that cage, and they'll just that's their defense.
Did they do it to you when you walked across the bridge?
No, not that one. Oh. No, he was great. No, that llama was great. Anyway, they react differently than people think because they're kind of cute animals and look how nice they are, Johnny.
And then they spit. Wow. And camels do that too, don't they?
They got good aims.
Wow.
Yeah.
Okay. Anyway, I got great. I can spit better than anybody.
Really? You're okay. That was never
I developed
my thing.
A thing with a toothpick when I was a kid. I kept sticking a toothpick between right here, top part of my thing, so I can spit a stream from here to the door. Let me show you later.
Yes.
No.
I will.
Let's save that.
Save it for a Friday show.
From right here, I could go all over that window.
Great.
This window right here between us, Todd. I could feel. Yeah, I hate that window.
They clean on Monday, so let's do it on a Friday.
Oh, take you outside after. I'm serious.
Well, let's do it on the.
You'll be so
impressed.
Let's
do it on our 1 year anniversary. Well, all the stuff that people can anticipate.
But I developed that.
Okay, that's awesome. Okay. Thanks for sharing that.
Back to National Cereal Day.
Yeah.
Okay, yours is Captain Crunch.
Well, yeah, I don't know. Shredded wheat.
Like his mom sometimes, Scott, because when he talks, he puts his hand right here.
Yeah.
When he talks.
Yeah.
All right. Shredded the smaller shredded
wheat
with sugar.
You used to do that. Let me tell you something. You used to do that. I remember seeing it on TV. You would do that during your city council meetings.
Yeah.
You'd be talking and have your hand right here type of thing.
Yeah.
Yeah. But so go ahead.
I get plenty of criticism for, a lot of things.
Okay.
That one lady that wrote me that letter, I read it at one of my State of the Cities.
What did it say?
You've been at my State of the Cities, but there's 500-600 people that come to that. And people write letters about different things. But she wrote me a letter and, she didn't like my eyebrows. She said and I read the letter because it was just so weird. But they're too bushy.
Oh, you know,
every time
we've got a female anchor on here, even a reporter, we need to talk about that. You can't believe back in the day, I remember, was it Aaron Davidson or no, it was a lady I worked at. Lynn Lazar was her name.
I remember Lynn.
Remember Lynn?
Yep.
Great. Nice lady ever. And she was her anchor, and she would show me the letters she would get. And she wasn't from around here. She's like, what is this lady? Just, she seems like she's in her 60s or just
handwritten.
Criticizing my hair and how I blah, blah, blah. Yeah. Just, what?
And handwritten.
Handwritten.
And I saved a bunch of those. Because
so McCarron. When Larry McCarron used to get one, because when he first started, it was a little rough. Okay.
Yeah.
In fact, he was terrible. He'll be the first one to admit it. Okay. He used to tape them all up on the walls in his office.
Wow.
All the bad ones.
I would do that.
Yeah.
But I think that's going to be fun someday when I'm sitting on a beach retired to read some of those. Because I saved the good ones too, but I a couple of them that were pretty cool.
Yeah, absolutely.
And I think people, you got to give them a little credit. They take the time. They're handwritten.
Right.
It's not emails.
Right.
So.
Right.
Anyway. But the cereal, the other thing, that shredded wheat, the smaller ones with sugar. With the powder.
Oh, God, that's terrible.
The powder.
I've never had that.
Okay.
Wheaties, Breakfast of Champions, love the cereal box. So
yeah,
when I was an athlete.
Yeah.
Do a shot when I was an athlete.
That's right.
That's what I did. I'd eat Wheaties and I'd put wheat germ on top of it and blueberries. Just like
it's pretty healthy.
And a glass of Tang. It's like I'm eating the most healthy things in the world.
Yeah.
Didn't help, it seems like.
No.
But still, Wheaties.
Thought.
Do they even still make wheat grain?
I'm sure you can find wheat germ.
Wheat germ.
Yeah. Yeah.
And blueberries or bananas. That was my breakfast with Tang. It's like, this is, you know.
That'll get you. That's great.
That'll do it. That'll do it.
Gave that up. But yeah, that's good.
But I wouldn't have Wheaties if that was my last day.
No. I think this guy kind of even, or she, whatever, the box.
You okay? Yeah. Well, I would get save the Wheaties, them all the time. Absolutely.
I would get the Wheaties box.
I remember in the back there used to have a form you could send in, and it was some decathlete. It wasn't Bruce Jenner. I can't think. Bob Richards, maybe, or something. But anyway, it was where you could take the physical fitness test to see where you were at, like how many push-ups you could do, how many pull-ups and stuff. And you would send in the thing, and it'd send you this booklet, this little chart. You'd mark it off, how many push-ups you did and everything like that. So those kind of things were fun.
Didn't do that.
All right. Did you ever order one of those little boats?
I think we ordered, as you were saying that,
yeah, like
I
three
remember.
Three box tops and $1.50 right. for postage. And
tearing out the,
yeah.
We didn't even use the scissors. We just kind of tore it out. But yes.
You should get those little boats with the little engine. You put a AAA in it on the bathtub.
And that's what you
is it weird that I'd sit in my bathtub and use this little boat going around and around?
I'll pass. Okay, yeah. So what's your, what did you say? What is your cereal?
I don't, you guys might never have heard of it. It's Kachi. It's like this almond Kachi.
Well, no, John, if it's National Cereal Day, Kachi's not part of it. No, we want to do something that's more.
Kachi's a cereal? Is Kachi a cereal?
I would call it a cereal. You can get it in a box.
Yeah, it's in a box. What do you know about Kachi?
Nothing. That's why I'm saying I think we should do something that's a little more mainstream.
But it's his death day, right? He's going to die in the chair.
And
he's going to choose his
Kachi. All right, that's cool. Yeah.
All right.
God bless you.
I know you're dying, but you can't have the cereal.
Yeah, exactly. Nobody wants that. Here's some sugar pops. That's some sugar pops.
That's a good one.
Sugar pops.
We got a light going out.
Okay, I kept thinking that I got a cop outside my window because see the reflection in the window there?
The light's going
out. It's this light behind us. But I literally thought we had a cop or somebody outside of us. Our light is flickering here. So anyway, hey, let us know, folks. What is the best cereal? You got one day to live. What cereal are you having?
It's National Cereal
Day. National Cereal
Day. We're
going to
celebrate by taking a poll.
Yeah.
Your favorite cereal.
Yeah.
If you had one cereal to take.
Last one. What would it be? Also, Bryan Cranston's birthday, 68 years old. I never watched that show.
Oh, my God. That is, and I know I don't watch TV. That is by far, in my 60 years, the best show I've ever seen.
But it's one of those things I almost want to watch now from beginning all the way through.
And you can.
Instead of bits and parts.
And you can. And there's no commercials, and it just goes right to the next one with the periodic chart. And that is a great, great series.
I watched the one that was a spinoff, Better Call Saul.
Yeah, that was his attorney.
That was pretty good.
Yeah, Breaking Bad, there's nothing like
it. Yeah, I got to watch it.
And he's also a great comedic actor, too. He was on Seinfeld a lot. He was on Malcolm in the Middle. He's done a ton of stuff.
Oh, yeah.
Was he the maestro on Seinfeld?
I'm not sure.
He was the dad on the Malcolm
He was a dentist, wasn't he?
On Seinfeld?
I think so.
Okay. And then Jenna Fisher from The Office. I like her. It's cute.
Oh, she is cute.
Very cute.
Yeah, The Office was...
I love The Office.
I know, I didn't...
Up until Michael left. Yeah. Then it was weird.
Yeah. It always is when that happens, right?
That jumped the shark.
The Office, though, attracted a higher intellect watcher.
Yep. I watched it.
Yeah, I didn't.
Yeah.
My kids
Well, okay.
What can I say?
Right?
Well, that says a lot.
At least I'll admit it. The old me wouldn't admit it.
But, one of the great songs of all time here.
Awesome.
Sweet Caroline, Neil Diamond, Summer of 69, Mind on the Mirror, just getting started, back after this.
Would have believed you'd come along.
The Talk of Green Bay, WGBW.
Most of us can agree we should have the freedom to make our own medical decisions. Politicians should have no role at all, but not California mega millionaire Eric Hovde. Hovde said, "I am totally opposed to abortion, and I'm 100% pro-life." And he supported overturning Roe v. Wade, the court case that protected abortion rights. Hovde's been supported by Wisconsin Right to Life, an extreme anti-abortion group that supports banning abortion, even in cases of rape and incest, and threatens doctors and nurses with criminal charges for providing abortion care. With views like that, Hovde could be a crucial vote in favor of a national abortion ban, letting politicians decide what's right for women. Call Eric Hovde at his California office at 714-730-4444. Tell him his position on abortion is dangerous for Wisconsin women. Paid for by A Better Wisconsin Together, Inc.
You're listening to the Talk of Green Bay, WGBW, home for Matt Nair on Air.
Where it began, I can't begin to know it, but then I know it's growing strong.
Hey, welcome back.
Wasn't the spring.
And the spring became the summer. Who'd believe it?
Let's look, I think we should pick you or Neil, but okay. But hey, that Breaking Bad, John, I'm telling you, that...
Hands.
That is so good.
Thank you. Touching
no,
hands.
No, 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 Breaking Bad.
Oh.
Yeah, no, nothing.
Okay. Reaching out. Touching me. Touching you.
You're not even singing.
I'm singing.
You're saying the words.
No, I'm doing a takeoff on the Saturday Night Live thing of Neil Diamond behind the scenes. Remember that one?
Yeah.
Hey, you guys remember, wrote this song, Inspiration, we picked up that kid in the desert, and then we dumped him off. I didn't think you'd tell that story, Neil. Shut up! I'll tell the stories! John Goodman was the guest host. If you could find anything from that, Todd, that'd be phenomenal. I remember writing this song. I've been high on mescaline for 3 days. Yeah. We gotta find that one. So anyway.
Did you see him?
Neil Diamond?
Yeah.
No, I'd love to, though.
Yeah, he's great.
You saw him?
Mm-hmm.
Where?
In Chicago.
He's never come here, has he?
No, they tried to get him at Lambeau.
Oh, my God,
that?
Would that be fantastic?
Yeah, but I don't think he could sell at Lambeau now. He could have, like, 25 years
ago. Does he even still
ago.
Perform?
I don't even know if he's touring.
I don't know. That's the guy you never hear much about anymore.
No. But
and his song, I mean, that song is still so popular. I mean, the Badgers play it every football game.
Oh, man.
There's different places they play that at games, like during the seventh inning stretch at places.
I went to a funeral.
That's iconic.
I went to a funeral and they played it.
Really?
Yeah, because she was a big, big Neil Diamond fan. And people hang on, were like, hang on, bump, hang on. Bump,
Todd's,
bump, were,
Todd's walking to
what?
The studio. It's usually not good.
No.
Todd's. Oh, I bet I know what this is. I bet I know what this is. I bet I know what this is. Todd what? Just gave us a bag of something. Here's showing the bag. I'll bet you I know what this is.
I have no idea.
Yep.
So yesterday after the show,
Tori
stopped by and dropped those off for you.
Oh, my God, Tori. These are the bag packs he found at the dump. Oh, I'm going to learn how to play this thing.
Oh, you are not.
I am,
okay.
too.
All right, I will give you, if you learn how to play that.
This is bagpipes.
Okay, you guys want me to sing at our one-year anniversary?
Yeah.
I'll do that if you play the bagpipes.
Okay, deal. Oh, man, I don't know how to put it together, but still. Look, we got our own bagpipe.
John, that's not an easy. You got to fill
we're
up
bringing
the bag.
In. Who's the guy we had on the other day, Todd, that plays
that
the bagpipes?
That guy was awesome.
He was awesome.
He's actually going to be on next week. So he's coming back to talk about something else. And
fantastic. Thank you, Tori.
Tori, that's just this.
We got bagpipes.
That's quite a gift. And you got, but you got to fill that bag with air. And they only know one song. Okay. What song are you going to play?
Amazing Grace.
Yeah, I know. That'll lift up the party.
Good. So I'm going to learn how to play it for my funeral.
Yeah.
Couple of texts coming in just to clarify. Neil actually has Parkinson's and he's not touring anymore. But he did sing at his show. There was a, you know, he's got that musical out right now. And he did sing about a month or two ago on stage, which was kind of nice. But he's
got
not touring.
He's got a musical out?
Yeah. What's it? I don't know if it's the Jazz Singer or something like that. That's now some show.
That's cool.
I don't know.
That's too bad.
Like I said, the first album I ever bought was Neil Diamond's Greatest Hits.
Oh, yeah.
Every song on there is great.
Yes.
Crack and Rosie.
He was terrific.
Love him. Brooklyn Roads.
Yeah.
Brooklyn Roads.
He's got Parkinson's?
Yes.
Well, he's.
I am, I said.
Yes. No, I am.
Although that's the only critical thing I have to say about him. He was writing that song. He just had writer's block, and he just put in a word, and then he just forgot about it. Just like, you know.
To no one there. Right.
No one there. Not even the.
Yeah. No, he.
Chair. I'm just going to write in chair for now.
I'll change it later.
I'll get back and I'll change that.
Was that.
Then the recorder's like, oh, crap. What, Neil? That was perfect. Well, I was going to change. Nah, nobody will notice.
Is that Saturday Night Live or are you just making this up?
But it is. It's weird because it's like.
I agree with that song.
It just doesn't fit.
It doesn't fit.
Yeah. Nobody. It's this dramatic kind, you know.
Right.
Do you ever dream of being a king? And they became one. Right. Well, except for the names in a few other places, the story's the same one.
Yeah. Anyway, his concert was great. He starts out with Coming to America, you know, which is
yeah,
a lot of high energy.
Yeah.
The crowd gets going. And then at Holly Hooly.
Holy.
That was back in the day where we put lighters up. There weren't phones.
Oh, yeah, that's how long ago
it was, Johnny. I'm not
kidding.
Hey,
did you put your phone up at the Garth Brooks thing the other night?
I said,
I got to be honest with you, Todd.
Because they don't use lighters anymore, right?
This was a little uncomfortable. It's one of those things, because if I go to concert, I just want to sit and listen.
Right. With nobody next to me, preferably.
Yeah. And he's like, all right, everybody stand now. Get your lights out. Do the thing.
It's like, I'll stand when I want.
I'm like that old guy getting out of his chair.
I saw you. I didn't get up. I'm chill.
Yeah.
But then people all brought, and I was surprised how many people brought their phones out. There was a lot of people.
What did you humiliate that one guy, though? He asked someone for a phone, and the guy threw up. Oh, yeah. It was a flip phone.
The guy's like, yeah, he
and
did.
He just went on. Oh, my God, look at this. Made in 1984.
Right. Can't take
Motorola.
A picture.
He's like, I'm going to take a selfie. Oh, wait a minute. You can't.
Yeah.
It's like, really? I get the oldest phone.
But if somebody said, hand me your phone, would you hand them your flip phone? I mean,
well,
just.
Well, I told you that happened to me at at the Super Bowl. With Steve Mariucci.
I don't think I remember
So it was press day or media day at the Super Bowl, which is nuts. I mean, just ridiculously crazy. So then we go into like this break room after the team's left, and there's Mariucci sitting at a table and lots of people around him, and they're doing with their phones too. They call the radio station, you know, wherever there was all radio guys. They're like, hey, I got Steve Mariucci here. I'm going to use my phone.
Right.
So everybody kind of had their, you know, it's that sort of thing, okay? So I'm holding mine out there, and he goes, Youper! He goes, holy crap, where'd you get that phone? It's for me in 1973. Look at
funny.
That phone. That's the oldest phone I've ever seen. It was the thing was cracked. But so that was going out all over the thing. Youper, where'd you get that phone? So, yeah, that happened to me, too.
Well, yeah. That guy, yeah, he did. If I were in the audience and somebody asked for my phone and I had a flip phone, I don't think I'd hand it to the star. But that guy did, and that he was humiliated because of that. But anyway, I was at.
I almost had a really embarrassing situation one time. With a phone. I still know how it happened, but it can happen real easily, evidently. I had it on camera, and I didn't know it. Like, live.
So you were broadcasting?
How does that even happen?
So you must have been on Facebook.
Something, okay.
And accidentally pressed something on the screen that took you live? Yeah.
Yes, and so then people were texting on my Facebook, oh, my God, tune into Mino. Oh, my God, this could be interesting. Oh, my God. And luckily, I still remember it. I was in my kitchen and I was making a sandwich and talking a little bit. Don't we have any more salami? Are we out of mustard? It was one of those kind of things. But could that have been? So that was like worldwide being broadcast live. You should have seen the comments. Mino, for the love of God, turn off your phone.
So people knew it was on by accident.
I still don't know how I did it. I wouldn't know how to do it right now if I wanted to. Funny. But somehow that happened.
Yeah.
Kind of like a butt dial, right?
Yes. Same exact
those are bad
thing.
Enough.
Those, same exact thing.
Well, it could have been a lot worse.
Yes.
So
anyway, we got a big show today. We got Heather Heil from the Green Bay Children's Museum stopping in. We always love having Heather here.
I think that's really cool that she's coming on today, because I was talking to some people yesterday about that Dolly Parton book thing.
Yeah.
You know, educating our youth.
I love that.
Obviously, the Children's Museum kind of dovetails that as well. So it's pretty cool that we're doing that here in our community. And I know they're doing that in other communities as well. But
you know what I was wondering since then, though, Jim? Could we sponsor like a kid? Do you know what I mean? I know they need $250,000 or whatever for the whole program, but can you break it down where, you know, for a year, we buy the books for the kid?
For one kid.
For one kid.
You don't have to know the kid, but just say, I want to sponsor a kid or two kids, three kids.
But
that's
you know
a good
what?
Idea.
I would like to know
that's
the
cool.
kid.
She was great.
Let's work on that, okay?
Right. Yeah,
see
we'll
if we can
have
better. But I'm sure the listeners will do that too.
Yeah.
We got Nick Wattier coming up. He's from the Green Bay Film Festival. Great guy. Dave Daniels in our veteran segment, which is great. Kelso Donamathy from the Brains. We got a lot of stuff going on, folks. Stay with us.
And Joe's coming in.
Big Joe.
You're listening to the Talk of Green Bay, WGBW.
RPG came through the belly of the aircraft. We don't talk about the female combat wounded. These are our daughters and our sisters and our mothers. Wounded Warrior Project came into my life and taught me how to stand back up and get back in the fight. The truth is, I think we all have this strength inside of us, but until you're tested, you just don't know it's there.
See how Wounded Warrior Project empowers women veterans like Beth by visiting woundedwarriorproject.org/empowerwomenvets.
You can always continue the conversation on social media. Share your thoughts when you find and follow Civic Media on Facebook, X, and Instagram.
So today is the day they'll announce the world champion cheese. I'm Pam Yonke with a quick update on what's happening in food and farming news on a Thursday. And you can follow all the action online at worldchampioncheese.org. Plenty of tired judges that are going to be happy to see the end of this proverbial cheese tunnel. One of those, Jill Allen. She traveled all the way from Oregon State to be a part of the judging. She works for Tillamook Cheese there. And she said what many people may not understand is for a trained judge, it doesn't take very long to find out which ones are winners.
It's fairly fast. You know, you see a beautiful piece of cheese. It's put on your table. The presentation is gorgeous of it. You connect with the product once you pull your first plug. You're smelling the aroma on it. It's got some inviting flavors to it. You warm the piece of cheese up in your fingers if it's we're grading hard cheeses, and then we're going to taste it and feel it, and you get that overall sense of this is a cheese that has no defects to it, whether it's for, you know, to convert or to further age out. And it just all comes together, and that final showpiece of, yes, this one is an amazing piece of cheese with no defects.
Veteran cheese judge, that's Jill Allen, traveling all the way from Tillamook Cheese in Oregon to be part of the World Champion Cheese event in Madison. One thing you might not stop and think about is all these judges have to clean their palate between cheese samples. For Jill's preference, she likes sparkling water. She said you also need to understand judges don't actually eat all of those cheeses. They chew it and then they spit it out.
Rural Mutual Insurance. Keeping Wisconsin strong.
As a proud sponsor of the WIAA, Rural Mutual roots for all of Wisconsin student athletes. Whether they're a hometown hero or they dream of the national spotlight, sportsmanship keeps Wisconsin strong. Visit ruralmutual.com/WIAA to learn more about how they support high school athletics.
Rural Mutual Insurance, keeping Wisconsin strong.
I think the collaboration that we see between Wisconsin Farm Bureau and these other commodity groups gives us a cohesive message, a singular stance in agriculture that offers credibility. It gives us a cohesive message and support for all of our agricultural organizations.
WFBF.com.
It's easy to join.
A voice for farmers, a vision for agriculture, Wisconsin Farm Bureau.
And one Wisconsin cheesemaker is already qualified for potentially being a world champion. Decatur Dairy with master cheesemaker Steve Stelter topped the open class cheese curd category with their Munster curds. Find more results at worldchampioncheese.org. I'm PM Yonke.
You're listening to the Talk of Green Bay, WGBW, home for Nightlight with Peach Schwabba.
Enjoying this local program? Find the complete Civic Media lineup at civicmedia.us or the Civic Media app.
Partly to mostly cloudy today. We'll get to around 50 for a high this afternoon. The wind out of the southeast at 5 to 15. Tonight, becoming cloudy with some showers after midnight, our low 34. Tomorrow, some rain likely. We could get a quarter inch or more with a high of 44. Little snow can mix in with the rain tomorrow night before it all ends on Saturday morning. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Outside now, it's 33.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabba.
Civic Media's Rich LoCascio. Could you introduce me as a wrestler right now? You could call me like the punching bag or the patsy or something.
From Green Bay, Wisconsin, the punching bag, Pete Schwabba.
Now I'd be looking across the ring at my opponent's eyes getting really wide as he got ready to wail on me.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabba, weeknights 7 till 9 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app.
Your home for the Devil's Advocates, weekday afternoons from 4 until 6. The Talk of Green Bay, 1590 AM and 97.9 FM, WGBW.
Can't get enough of Mino and the Mayor? You can watch the show live right now on Facebook. Search for Mino and the Mayor or WGBW or Oshkosh Air Support and see the entire show unfold right before your eyes. Now, back to Mino and the Mayor, John Mino and Jim Schmidt.
Thank you very much. Welcome back, Mino and the Mayor. Heather Heil will be joining us in 1 second, but first, this segment brought to you by Pella Windows and Doors of Wisconsin. If you've been waiting to replace broken windows and doors, or you want to revitalize your home with a new look, now's the time to get it done, because now until March 31st, zero interest up to 3 years at Pella Windows and Doors of Wisconsin. 3 years. Pella's free in-home consultations make replacing or redesigning your windows very, very easy. Trust me, they go beyond just measuring and handing you a quote. Check them out and order before March 31st to get 0% interest for up for 3 years. Free consultation. Pella, capital W, capital I.com. Certain restrictions apply. Check them out. They are phenomenal.
They are. So, yeah, and it's...
Got a text here real quick. Johnny's most embarrassing moment. What about calling Nick asking if his shoes are still at the bowling alley? That's the time we did a bowling event, and I didn't realize as I went home that night with my bowling shoes on.
And you left your shoes there?
And left my other shoes back there. Yeah. Well,
maybe they were more comfortable.
Yeah.
So we are with Heather Heil. Most of our listeners, if not all of them, know that there is a children's museum here in Green Bay that has really grown. I mean, you were in the mall, actually, way back in the day, and then you built a facility downtown. You outgrew that, and now you're out right across from Bay Beach. And I just hope people, if you don't have kids, maybe you haven't been out there, but you're much more than a museum to go through. You're an educational facility there. And I think this is cool that you're coming on that Todd put you on today. Following yesterday, we had the Dolly Parton book giveaway.
Yes. Oh, my gosh. I love that project so much with of my heart. And it's Read Across America Week. So be reading aloud to children and all of those initiatives. So those Dolly free books that we're getting into the hands of the children in our community are huge. But we need to read them to them. Yeah. We need to help read those to our children and have them read them back to us.
I agree.
As much as I wasn't his biggest fan, Bill Clinton always talked about that he was, you know, that's a tough job. But he would come home and he would read to his daughter. Mm-hmm. And as tired as he was, he would do that. And that's really, really important that that happens. So you're right. Get the books, but read the books. But you do a lot of those educational facilities at the Children's Museum. Tell us some of the things you have going on.
Yeah, absolutely. So we have a bunch of reading initiatives at the Children's Museum. So we have a story time every single Wednesday morning. And on Wednesday night, we actually have a YouTube channel. So one of our leading values at the Children's Museum is that we believe that play is the right of all children. So you are able to log on to our YouTube channel, which is free. And we read a story there every single Wednesday night. So you have that same to that story. So if you might not have that time to read to your child, throw on the YouTube channel and they can read right along with us in those initiatives. Yeah. In addition, we are really focusing on the STEAM initiative in this community, science, technology, engineering, art, and math. So every Saturday morning, we have a STEAM Saturday, which is from 9 until noon, where it's different themed based STEAM activities for your children to help prepare them for the kindergarten, before school, getting them ready while they're in school, and for the jobs that they're going to need to be ready for when they go into the workforce.
You know, I think it's programs like that that really turn things around, because like when I was a kid or whatever, it was always like, well, the guys are going to go into math and science, and the girls, you guys go into whatever. You know what I mean? Yeah. And then these other programs started and giving these girls exposure to these kind of things at a younger age, and they're like, hey, I kind of dig this.
Right. We just had one of our themes was women in science and engineering. Yeah. Mm-hmm. So it was 20 prominent women from our community that came in and did projects with the kids and showed them that this could be you when you grow up and doing these things.
And I think what you do at the museum, and I've been there many times, is these kids look forward to going. And I just never got that when I was a kid. Like, I didn't look forward to school. I didn't look forward to learning. And these kids are excited to get there, so they're excited to go to school. They want to learn more and more. I mean, thank God. Yeah, I just didn't get that gene. I just show me the quickest way to get in and out. And it's too bad, because I think what you have done there, those kids are so excited, and they may be playing, but they're learning as they play. Right. And I think that's really cool how you've designed a lot of these
things. And we're seeing that research is showing that 0 to 3 age range is where they're really starting to pick up those behaviors from their parents. So I've had friends tell me that they remember being in their cribs watching their mothers or fathers reading a book, and that kind of spawned their love for reading. So they're watching you too as adults. So you taking them to a children's museum, playing with them, is huge for their developmental impact.
And kid, when you do read, because like when we're in radio, you all we all this week we'd be asked to read at schools.
Absolutely. And they are reading. And we're all reading all over the place.
And they remember that because I was at CELCOM a couple of years ago, and this lady was helping this girl and everything, and she's like, "Hey, oh, Mr. Rhino, you know, blah blah blah. I remember you're reading to me in school." I said, "Oh, when was that?" She goes, "Well, I was in the fourth grade." Yeah, so it's like
I was 20.
Yes, you know,
she's like 25
that.
Years old, but right. She remembers that specific day. She remembers the book. Yeah. So I mean, sometimes I think, you know, sometimes we think, well, we'll do it for the good of doing it, and we're probably not make. These kids remember that.
They sure do.
And the other thing, you talked about 0 to 3, but I mean, that's the amount of brain development that happens in the 0 to 3 versus when you get a little bit older. And it's like, well, they're not going to remember that. Yeah, they will. Yeah, I mean, they may not tell you that, but
that's the foundation, right. Jim. You are absolutely right. So again, introducing these STEAM Saturdays that we have as well in that fun way with the parents is really a really neat thing that we're doing.
There was another program we had here. And look, I you do a tremendous amount for kids and youth, but at the Art Garage, they had the 24-hour read, and you just read for 24 hours, not one person. I mean, I fall asleep after like 8 pages, but I remember my daughter and I went there and read for like a half hour, and then somebody else would come on, and just to tell people, like, look, you can read anytime, you can read anything, and that was like the mission, I think, of what they wanted to convey to the community is like there's... And people just bring their favorite book. So.
Yeah, and read to them. And you don't have to be. Yeah, you don't have
you
to
what?
Be.
I'm on horses.
Horses?
I like horses. You know, yeah. Shetland pony. That's what I read about.
Oh, about her. Oh, okay. Because
you can read about anything you want. Like, you could probably bring a sports book. I'm just guessing.
Yeah. Okay.
But the point is that you can read 24 hours a day. You can read just a variety of different things. And it was all different age groups. Laura was there. I was there. But anyway. This whole National Reading Week is a day to kind of do it, you know?
Right. And if you're thinking, well, I don't have kids or I'm not John Mino and I can't go into a school to do this, call your local homeless shelter. Call a neighborhood association. Call a school. Ask the volunteer center. They all have reading opportunities for you to read to children.
When I was mayor, but we did. We made the.
That's why we keep this bottle of tequila here. We do a shot every time he says
I just want to say I wanted to underscore what Heather said is that we had the senior staff, you know, police, fire, all go out and read. And you call the school, they're like, absolutely, come in. What grade do you want to read to? It's like, well, I don't really care, but, you know, second, third, fourth. And I think it was good for the police chief and the fire chief to get out and read too.
Yes.
And
I 100%.
And then you're so well received that I think they.
You know what? I got in trouble a couple of times, or two times specifically. Other teachers would be knocking on the door and they'd say, could you keep it down? We're trying to take a test over here. I would get the kids so wound up.
Yes.
And then the dragon said, who are you?
They love that.
They love the kids are going insane.
Bring those books
to
life.
Other teachers were like, we're trying to take a test over here.
I have to tell you a quick story on that. So I had a little bit to do with my previous job, but I bet the mayor of San Francisco, it was a playoff game, and whoever lost had to wear the opponent's team's hat and read a story to the kids about that community.
Great bet. I love that.
But Todd and I were at an event, 3 weeks ago. This lady came up to me, and her son was at Aldo. And he, again, John, he's like 18 years old.
And remember?
Book.
He said he still has the hat.
Yeah, that's what I mean. You make an impact
when
you do that.
That's just cool.
Mayor,
things.
I love that.
I want to say what you said about homeless shelters, neighborhood associations. I mean, there's a lot of people who would like you to come in and read, and I think that's awesome what you're doing. So tell me a little bit more at the Children's Museum.
Oh. Yeah, we're with Heather Heil, Green Bay Children's Museum.
Yeah. Besides the whole reading, I mean, just the interaction that kids have in the sciences and the art. Tell us a little bit more of that.
Sure. So with those Science Saturdays, when they're coming in, some of the things that they can expect. And actually, I will, if it's okay, talk about one specifically that is coming up. It is called Green Bay Builds. So we have people in the trades and training industry that are coming in. We are going to have hammers and screwdrivers, and we are going to have pipes that they're going to have to try to fit together. And we will have, gutter races. So there's still the fun things with little ducks and using roofing things. NWTC is coming with virtual welding. So again, we're going to be giving them that exposure. There's no additional charge. It is included with admission. It's on a Saturday morning. It is
Can John sign up?
He can't. Would you help me?
I'm a welder. Heather,
for real?
Yeah.
It's on March 16th.
Okay. Yeah, he's going to teach the class on how not to set your pants on fire.
Right.
Did I set my pants on fire the first time I welded? Right. Yeah. So I can tell the kids that. Wear leather pants.
Right. So, and check this out. So our friends at Deliers are making this happen for us. So they're every child that comes in is going to get all of these cute little things. Look at these. Man. Explain what I'm showing you right now. Yeah.
You get a little hat.
You get a little hard hat.
Hard hat.
And I love this little...
The nail apron.
The nail apron.
Isn't that
I love
the cutest
that.
Thing yeah. ever?
That's
so,
phenomenal.
We'll talk about safety also in construction. So we've found also at the museum that a lot of children have never been given a hammer and nail, which, I mean, if most parents are like, I'm not doing that with my, you know... Right. Yes, let them. That is so great for their fine motor skills and when it's in an instructed area.
Absolutely.
We're going to do that in a really fun way.
Absolutely.
That's great, Heather, what you got going on there.
Thank
you. So let's talk about, you're at capacity there.
We are, Jim. It is busy. I'm not going to lie to you. When you come to our museum on a weekend, we're pushing 600 to 700 people through on a Saturday.
And that's not that big. I mean, I don't know
and
how many square feet yet. It's not
We're
that
not
big.
Able to handle that. So we are serving the community in a big way, and we need to expand our museum, but that takes dollars.
It does.
That's phenomenal.
So you've made some progress, though.
Good problem to have.
We are silently working with some big community leaders and helping us to look at expanding that building. So some big announcements will be coming soon, and we're getting close.
You've acquired the land, which is really critical.
Correct.
When people, before they give money, they're like, do you have site control? It's like,
and
we do.
Jim, thank you for bringing that up. So we're not moving. We are just adding on to the space that we're at across from Bay Beach, if you don't know where that location is yet. If you would love to come and tour our facility, set that up with me. I would love to show you what we're doing there if you don't have littles and maybe you want to volunteer. Maybe you want to read a book at the Children's Museum.
Right.
We can do that for you,
It's a great place.
It is. So with the expansion, I think because of the benefit that gives to our community, I'm hoping you're reaching out to, like, the county board has quite a bit of ARPA money.
They
I think
do.
You still have $1.2 million left. Plus, you know, they have the sales tax generates about $16 million a year. And, you know, Green Bay does not, we generate half of that and we don't even get a fraction of it. So I would just hope you're working with local governments as well. Because we all benefit from this.
Yeah, we sure do. And we, you know, we're helping to drive that tourism for our county with that money. So we are definitely one of the contenders and looking to get some of that to help grow our building so we can really be the city that supports children's education and who we are in this community.
And there's data out there, right? I mean, Indianapolis.
Absolutely.
I mean, look at how well they're doing.
Yes.
And their Children's Museum's 5-story. That's awesome.
It is. Their museum is the Mecca. It is really a cool place.
Yeah.
So
I'm glad you're working on that. And it, like I said, 600 kids in that place is
that's
incredible.
I would not invite the fire chief over. I mean, you are pretty close to capacity.
It's not like at one time. So we have like we're 350 capacity. So we're moving them through. But yeah.
That's
all right.
Awesome.
Well, that's
great.
So people can get involved and support the Children's Museum. There's a couple things going on here. One is you can volunteer there. You can read. There's things you can do to and contact you, Heather. What's the easiest place to contact you?
If you just go to our website or any social medias and send a message through there, I will get all of those and we'll respond to you within the day or two. And we'll get you hooked up with what you need to
be hooked up. The website is Green Bay.
GBChildrensMuseum.org. GB.
Okay.
Yep. So we are a 501c3 non-for-profit.
Right.
So,
Heather Heil, Green Bay Children's Museum in the house. This is great stuff, Heather. And whatever we can do to support you guys, it's a fantastic facility. Just walking in there, I mean, it's high class.
Thank
it's
you.
Very cool.
It's really a fun place.
And what's more important than getting kids involved with things like this? Nothing more important
to
you
learn.
Can do for a community than getting kids involved with things.
I agree. And read to them. Please read to them.
Read to them.
Read Across America Week.
Absolutely. It's a great time. And another thing, too, with what you guys do. It's great, you know, like Jim said, classroom settings can be tough. He was too hyperactive, too whatever.
ADD.
I wouldn't pay attention. I'd be looking out the windows, doing whatever. Mm-hmm. But with what you're
Some
doing.
Some people don't change. Go ahead, Jim, I'm sorry.
But what you're doing is they are being educated, but in such a fun way.
Right.
They don't know it.
Exactly.
And I don't mean in a bad way. They don't know, but it's just, it's happening in such a fun setting.
Yeah.
That's
right.
What you guys do.
And that's what we do. We bring the fun to the education.
Absolutely.
Thank
Congratulations.
You for your
Love it. Love the little things like the nail pouch and the hard hat and the safety glasses.
And the welding,
glasses.
John.
And the welding. I can't wait to tune into that.
Yeah.
I just have two words for you. Leather vests.
Okay.
Got to get a leather, or apron rather. Leather apron.
Safety first.
Safety first. They don't want there because I, you know, my crotchal region got burnt.
Okay.
Well, I'm just, I won't tell you. Don't tell the kids that. Don't tell the kids that. We got to go. We got to send it to a quick break. We had Nick Wadier and Caitlin coming up with the Green Bay Film Fest. Back after this.
This is the talk of Green Bay, WGBW. Matt Nair on air.
Hovde, Eric Hovde now. He will be running against Tammy Baldwin.
He's not a Wisconsinite. He threw his hat in the ring from California. This is Tim Michaels all over again. Businessman who walks in and goes, well, I can take care of this. And Wisconsin says, no. Good to know you. Here's some Kringle. Go back home.
Is that how we politely blow people off now? Is to take a Kringle and go away.
Matt Nair on air. Weekdays 10 till noon on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app.
Hey, son. How are you feeling?
I'm fine, Pops.
What's on your mind?
I can't explain it. Navigating without a compass, eyes waiting, started to wonder. Metamorphosis, philosopher you thought you was.
When your kid can't find the language, help them find the lyrics. Listen to the Sound It Out album and get tips and tools to start a conversation at soundedouttogether.org. Brought to you by Ad Council and Pivotal Ventures.
You're listening to the talk of Green Bay, WGBW, home for the Devil's Advocates radio show.
Hey, welcome back. Mine on the Mayor here, and a good look at Thursday morning. 34 degrees in Green Bay, 37 in Appleton, 37 in Oshkosh, on the way to a beautiful day on this March morning. Big things happening around here. The girls' basketball tournament getting started over at the Resch, which is huge. UW Green Bay women and men playing tournament action at the Crest Center tonight, which is huge.
What if that's sold out? I mean, we're going, but I just got to believe, because the one game's at 5. The women's is at 5, and then they must kick us all out, right? And then we come back in at 8?
I don't know. I've never just been to a doubleheader basketball game before.
We've got tickets for both. I wonder if we can... I don't know.
I do not know.
But I got to believe that's going to be very well attended. Those are going to be two great games. And like you said, that...
And Noah Reynolds is back for GB.
Yeah.
He would have probably been conference player of the year if he wasn't out with that injury right down the stretch. And that'll be a big difference. So that'll be great. This could be fun.
And they've really been promoting the the women's at
the girls,
I guess it's called girls at high school, yeah. at the Resch. And I mean, there you can go. There's a lot of seats there.
A bunch of locals. Well, a couple of things. Like, once again, Green Bay Notre Dame. We had Sarah Rohde on yesterday going for their fourth straight state championship.
Yeah.
And you got to see Gracie Gresh, Gary Gresh's daughter.
Mm-hmm.
She's amazing. She's going to the University of Wisconsin. We got Zabel from Nina, who'll be in the tournament. She's going to UConn, one of the all-time great programs in history. You got Xavier that had another great season.
Right.
They're in there. And Lena. So great to see Lena in the state tournament.
Lena.
I think there will literally be no one left in Lena by the time they
exactly.
all come down.
Yeah.
Lena was always, you know what's funny? When you're a kid, you always remember certain things that, and when you say Lena, I always think of the Sportsman's Tavern. You ever been to the Sportsman's Bar?
No.
Never?
Aren't there like a million Sportsman's Bar?
Well, but this was different. In Lena, it had like 1,000, well, not 1,000, had like 100 mounted animals. Like every animal you could imagine, there would be, yeah.
And shot within 100 yards of the place?
Maybe. But it was, I don't know if it's still open anymore.
Oh.
Kitzinger's used to run it. But it was always, when we'd go to the Packer game, my dad and that would always stop there for the last shot and beer. And then it would always stop. There would be the first place we'd stop for them to have a shot and a beer on the way home.
Back.
You know what you think about that? Let's talk about that. It's like, okay, you get up on a Sunday morning in Nagani. You go to 5:30 Mass. Then you load up the car or whatever, and you drive to Green Bay for a noon Packer game or 1 o'clock, whatever it was at the time.
Yeah.
They would stop at these places for a shot and a beer. Then we'd go to Ponderosa for lunch or breakfast or whatever. Then you go to the game. Then you come back. They'd stop in Lena for shot and beer. And then we'd stop in Wasaki at the Wasaki Bowl for the big smorgasbord. And we'd watch like the second NFL game. Then you drive home. So it would be like a 14, 15-hour day.
Yeah.
And the next morning, you didn't think anything of it. My dad's up at 5,
right,
go to work in the mine.
Back to the mines.
We get up. Nowadays, it'd be like, you're doing all that one day? How can you do that?
What's cool about that, and some of that is the same. We call that more tailgating, and maybe it's a little different, but it's more than just the game.
I don't remember tailgating when I was a kid, Jim. I really don't. I remember walking through the parking lots. I don't remember the big-time tailgating it is now.
I don't know about that.
Really?
Yeah.
For people, long-time Packer fans out there, when do you remember tailgating really becoming popular?
That they said you can bring a grill?
Because I'm talking 70. I'm talking early 70s.
Yeah, I don't know that I was
I don't remember that for some reason.
I didn't go to games in the 70s, so I wouldn't know. But what I think is cool about a lot of things now, but for sure Packer games, is that it's a full day.
Yeah.
I mean, it really is, because you want to get there early. And
absolutely.
Some people hang out. I like that Johnsonville that they built.
Sure.
They have great, I like hanging out there after, and they got great music before. Remember the glam band played there? And they got great music. It's a fun place. And like your dad, he would go to the bars, but the Packers
But those guys, that was a part of their, a shot in a beer. And it's not like they'd get drunk or anything like that, but that was, in that era, those guys was a shot in a beer. Maybe somebody else have a Bloody Mary nowadays or a screwdriver or something, but a shot in a beer was their go-to thing.
Yeah. But I think the Packers realized, wait a minute, those Minos are spending a lot of money.
On the way here.
And on the way back.
Yeah.
Let's get them here.
Let's tap into some of that Mino money.
Come here early, stay late.
Exactly.
And they've done a good job with that. And so have, obviously, the bars around there, too. So it's a, But this basketball thing tonight, I'm interested in how we're going to, because we got to, you know, I'm picking you up at what, 4:15, 4? And we're going to be there till 10. So I don't know, there's not. We got to find some stuff to do, right? Eat, drink between games. I don't know. I haven't been to a doubleheader either, so it's going to be fun tonight.
Yeah, it's going to be a lot of fun. Looking forward. I love March, love college basketball, love high school basketball, the whole thing. Not into the NBA until the very end. NBA season is so long. It just goes on forever. And then the playoff, even if the Bucks aren't in it, who cares? I mean, it's the middle of summer before it's over. And then like a month later, okay, training camps start for the NBA. I pay like zero attention to the NBA right up until the very end, to be honest with you.
I'm with you if the Bucks aren't there.
No,
neither am I.
No interest whatsoever.
Whereas, I can't say that about football.
You watch every game.
Yeah.
I agree.
It's fun in the playoffs. So.
Yeah. So, hey, by the way, tomorrow at 7:30, very special coming on.
Uh-huh.
Tanner Bordolini. Okay? He's from Kewaunee.
Oh, yeah. And we had his mom on,
Played in Wisconsin. We had his mom on.
Oh, yeah. Wow.
And he went down to the NFL Combine and just killed it.
Awesome.
Killed it. Yeah. So Tanner Bordolini coming on tomorrow morning at 7:30, talk about his experiences at the Combine, see what the scouts say, see about him breaking records in some of the events, some of the testing they did there. So can't wait for that. We're going to have a great time.
You know, I was reading this article yesterday on that.
Wait a minute. When I turned 18 in 1976... Packer tailgating was a blast. The game was not. Yeah, they sucked pretty bad. Okay, so 76 tailgating was a big thing. I was gone by then. I was in college in 76, so I didn't come to any Packer games. But you know what the last time I sat in the stands at a Packer game was?
Well, you were in the sports thing.
1975.
Forever. Yeah. Did they treat you guys right?
Who?
The Packers. You sports guys. Because you had your own booth, right?
They're great.
Okay.
It changed so much. When I first started, you'd have, the lunchroom, you know, whatever.
Yeah.
Okay. They would have loaves of bread, like still in the wrappers, and you'd take out a piece of bread and put on your meat or, you know what I mean? And then now it's like unbelievable.
Well, they cater the thing.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. But it used to be the people would bring in just loaves of bread still in the wrappers, and you just grab a piece of bread and put some stuff on it and move on.
Yeah.
And now it's changed so much.
You probably charge a little bit.
I remember
bit
they used to have
too.
Beer. They used to have a refrigerator with beer, old style. At the games, sports bars, we sitting there drinking beer. Everybody had an ashtray.
Fun.
Oh, yeah. There's pictures of Jim Irwin sitting there with an old style while doing the game. Things are a little different. I miss those days.
Yeah.
All right, when we come back, Nicholas Wadier, Caitlin Schuchart from the Green Bay Film Festival. It's going to be a lot of fun. I want to make an independent movie, by the way.
You know
film.
What?
I want to do that.
Looking into that. They're going to talk to how you can do that.
I know.
Some of those movies are only like a couple minutes long.
I know. And I want to do it.
Okay. We're going to get this done.
All right. We're going to set it. Quick break. Green Bay Film Festival. And we come back right after this.
Where the fans own the team. This is the talk of Green Bay, 1590 AM and 97.9 FM WGBW.
Thursday on Nightlight, it's a double dose of funny mics. I'm joined by comedians Mike Mercury and Mike Siegel. It's Nightlight with Pete Schwabba from 7 to 9 p.m. on the Civic Media Radio Network.
I joined the Carpenters Union 15 years ago as an apprentice. got free training, and have been able to advance. Now I'm a superintendent running high-profile projects in Green Bay that change the city skyline. I'm looking for skilled and experienced carpenters. If you want to join my team with great pay, better benefits, and a chance to advance, apply today. Call 920-469-1146 to apply. That's 920-469-1146.
You're listening to the Talk of Green Bay.
WGBW 1590 AM Denmark. W250 CV Green Bay.
And always streaming on the Civic Media app.